There you go. Come on over here so I can see you. There you go. Coach on the road at Sox Fest, and I got the man here. Coach over here. Coach at Sox Fest, and I got the man here, second baseman for the White Sox, as he's getting ready for the season. So you reflect back on last year. What did you think about your overall season?
You know, there's a lot of ups and downs, a lot of learning curves and stuff to take into the offseason and to get better at. But, you know, I'm looking forward to getting back to work with this group.
And you find out the big leagues was a whole different ball game when you play a whole season, huh?
I mean, yeah, these are the best players in the world. So it's not an easy game at all. And then obviously at the big league level, it's tough. But
and you came in kind of unexpectedly and asserted yourself and made yourself a key figure of this team.
Yeah, you know, we have a good staff and a lot of good players in that locker room, and they, you know, they made the transition easy and you know, they welcomed me, and yeah.
So, I mean, what were some of the adjustments you found yourself doing the course of the season having to make?
Not trying to do too much at the plate, keeping things as simple as possible. You know, when we're playing as a group, you know, it's not just about one guy, it's this whole team, and how can we go out and win a game today? There's a lot of different ways to win a baseball game each day. It's not about the results. It's all about it's about the whole process and going out and being healthy and winning games every day.
So you're going into this upcoming season kind of knowing what to expect, anticipating that you will be on the team and be the starting second baseman. I mean, does that give you more confidence going into the season?
I mean, yeah, for sure. Whatever role they ask of me, I'm ready to do. I got all the confidence in that, and yeah, I'm looking forward to start playing with this group again.
So for the Chicago Orders, what's your thoughts about Chicago?
Chicago's the best city in America. I mean, I've never been here before last year, and it's seriously a really great sports town, and it's fun playing in front of these fans.
Well, it's about 9 degrees right now. You ain't been here in the winter time either.
No, we don't play in this weather.
Well, we wish you well and good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Chapter 18.
Reflections. Taking a moment to reflect as a coach, I realize the profound impact this team has had on many lives. Over my 40-plus years, many young men have approached me, expressing their gratitude for being part of this team. They shared that, without this opportunity, they would have been on the streets during the summer months, caught up in dealing drugs, gang activities, committing crimes, or, worse, they may have been murdered. By being a part of this team, these young men were lifted from those negative environments and exposed to a hopeful alternative. Become a booster and purchase a copy of the book online today at yourdiary247.us. That's yourdiary247.us.
It is now available on Amazon, and our website makes sure to get it today. Click the link to share, subscribe, follow, or like us on social media. Thank you in advance for your support.